Good afternoon. I'm John Erpenbach. I chair the Senate Health Committee. As some of you noted yesterday, I had a hearing on the smoking bill, on Senate Bill 181. And first of all, I want to thank those from the Smoke Free Coalitions and those from the Tavern League, along with Representative Richards and Senator Risser for sticking at this. There's been a lot of conversations about this particular piece of legislation going on, and it would have been very easy to walk away. But none of them did, and I want to thank them for doing that. I also want to thank Senator Russ Decker for kind of prodding the Senate along in this particular issue. He was pretty adamant that we vote on a piece of legislation on May 13th, and he was just as adamant that we try and find a compromise between two groups, and we did just that. So basically, I'm going to outline roughly what the bill does, and I'm going to turn it over to Senator Risser, who's the main author. We are looking at a start date of July 5th of 2010. Basically, the only exemptions that we're looking at in this piece of legislation is for existing cigar bars and tobacco retail shops. Otherwise, it's pretty much a clean bill. As far as the fines go, on the individual, the person who lights up a cigarette in a place where they're not supposed to be smoking, it'll be not less than $100 and no more than $250. If, for example, in a tavern, someone lights up a cigarette and the bartender goes over and says, please put that out, there's no smoking in here, or they happen to call the police in order to try and stop it, the bar will not be fined. But if the bar doesn't make any effort to stop the smoking, then they would be. And one of the bigger changes deals with preemption. Basically, any local unit of government can regulate smoking on the property that they own, parks, around their buildings, and so on. Outside of that, local government cannot go stronger than state law when it comes to smoking outdoors. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to the main author of the bill, who introduced this a long time ago, State Senator Fred Risser.
Thank you, Senator Erpenbach. I'm pleased to be standing before you today in the company of persons who have been working very hard on a compromise. Overtime they've been working. And I'm pleased that we have, in my opinion, a workable compromise regarding the subject of a statewide smoking ban in Wisconsin workplaces, including restaurants and bars. Many of us have been working on this for years. And I especially want to thank my legislative colleagues who are here, Representative John Richards, the co-author in the Assembly, Senator John Erpenbach, who is head of the Health Committee and worked so hard to get us all together. I also want to compliment Senator Russ Decker, the Majority Floor Leader in the Senate, for prodding us, as Senator Erpenbach said, and indicated that he wanted us to try to get something together. I have to also thank my staff person, Sarah, who has been invaluable asset to me, as well as representatives of Smoke Free Wisconsin, the American Cancer Society, the Tavern League, and many other groups who've been working on this. I want to say that no legislation is perfect, and no compromise will satisfy everyone. But the compromise we have here today, I think, is a good one, and I will be urging my Senate colleagues to approve it. Senator Erpenbach mentioned the main parts of the compromise. In my opinion, the bill meets its main objectives: a statewide smoking ban in all Wisconsin workplaces, including bars and restaurants, and no special phase-ins for any groups. In other words, it'll take effect in the entire state at a given time. One of the biggest issues we had was the starting date. I wanted to take effect right away, as soon as possible. Some others wanted to delay indefinitely, and then there was everything in between, phase in, sometime in the future, and it was a very very active debate. So we ended up in a compromise, and the compromise was this: the bill would take effect for the entire state of Wisconsin, without exception, on July 5, 2010. It's not the date I wanted, but if this brings us together, and it did, I will support it, and I will ask my Senate colleagues also to support it. In conclusion, this compromise will provide a level playing field, not only in Wisconsin, but with our neighboring states of Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota. As I indicated, it will eliminate the patchwork of local regulation on smoking, which would continue if this bill would not pass. It would have Wisconsin residents join a majority of residents in the United States, which now live in states that have smoke-free bans. And finally, as soon as this bill takes effect, it'll start saving lives of our citizens and saving money for our taxpayers. Thank you.